Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were led lower today, with corn being the weakest one at the close, down 9.5 cents across the board here. That puts July corn at 444, Dease corn at 442. So we're still a little bit inverted there, that old crop to new crop. Then you got September 439. So there's some inversion there. A lot of people were expecting that to come out of the market, but it hadn't happened yet. Beans, strong here in July, 9.5. November only up 1.5 at 1233. And then wheat futures retreated today, down 5 in July. Chicago down 7.25 in July, Kansas City. So a little bit weaker in wheat and corn, a little bit stronger in the soybeans. And then if you look at the weather pattern, over the last week or so, we've had a lot of rain through the Midwest, and that was part of the reason why we were stronger last week. They're saying we're getting too much rain. But as we know, over long periods of time, rain makes grain. And so that could actually put us in a position to improve the crop conditions in the next couple weeks. The 8 to 14 day forecast, they're saying normal to below normal rainfall and normal to above normal temperatures. And so this rainfall we've seen over the last week might actually be beneficial, you know, 2-3 weeks down the road, with not any additional rain coming in the forecast. Then there's a little bit of talk of a ridge coming here in the middle of July.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Weekly exports were bullish for wheat at 581,000 metric tons. We were looking for 375 to 500. And last week, we were at 396, so quite an improvement on the week. If we look at corn, 987,936 metric tons, right in the middle of the range. We were looking for 950 to 1.1, a little bit lower than where we were last week. And then soybeans were disappointing, 61,847,000 metric tons, where the estimates were 75,000 to 175,000. And last week we were at 215. So disappointing for beans, and they were the one contract that remained strong throughout the day. We also have a crop progress and condition report that will be released this afternoon. We're expecting a little bit of a drop in the numbers in the good to excellent category for corn and beans due to the rainfall last week. Corn, 76% good to excellent last week, so 73, 74, 75% somewhere in there today. And for soybeans, they were 73% last week, so 70, 72% is kind of the expected range. But remember, over long periods of time, corn and beans need rain. So last week's rain and even a little bit of a drop in the crop conditions for this week may not be a bad thing long term. And then we have the June 30th acreage and stocks report at the end of the month.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's numbers. August live cattle up 60 at 146.92. October up 130 at 150.45. August feeder cattle up 102 at 207.90. September up 112 at 209.30. July lean hogs 47 higher at 128.30. August, though, down 17 at 128.97. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 6 3/4 at 7.14, September down 5 at 7.12 3/4. July Chicago wheat down 5 1/2 at 5.79 3/4, September down 4 1/4 at 5.89. July corn down 8 3/4 at 4.44 1/2, September down 9 1/4 at 4.39. July soybeans up 9 at 14.24 3/4, August up 4 at 13.65 1/2. July cotton 64 lower at 87.52, while October up 71 at 78.20. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.